every single day I feel
the Artlist IO.
Every single day I feel the pressure. Double up the work, let's make it extra. Working so my mother get a rest, yeah. Working like I never know I'm best, yeah. Every single day I feel the pressure.
Let's go, let's go. Feeling that pressure, baby. It's your boy C-Rock on the What Are You Made Of show here in That One Studio. Standing on my own 2 feet, as I told my guest today in the green room, that I'm doing this standing up today. For the listeners, you can't see that. You might be able to hear it. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, I wanted to try this now and just see how it goes. So hopefully you notice maybe an improvement in the show, you know, and that's what we're always looking to do. So I got my man Scott Lynch in the building. He's the host of the Spotify Top 100 Health and Fitness Podcast with over 4.9 million downloads. He challenges you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. From concepts based on philosophy, psychology, to energizing lessons in mindset and lifestyle hacks, personal growth and process, entrepreneurship, business, mindfulness, man, he covers it all. Scott utilizes research-backed frameworks and personal experiments to guide you more heavily invest in your own happiness and personal success. Scott, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm excited to dive into this today.
Yeah, man. And look, I had a late night last night, okay? And I didn't do anything wrong, okay? Usually when I used to say that back in the day, it's because I was out partying or something. We're ending up in somebody else's house. Who knows? What? This is back when my old days. But nowadays, it's because I went to the Sixers game with my son. And we did it spontaneously. And you know, we had a late night. We were going to stay up, but we decided to drive home. But I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling that thing where it's like sometimes you don't get as much sleep, but you still feel energy.
Yep.
So that's where I am. But man, welcome to the show. It's great to meet you.
Yeah, likewise, my friend. Yeah, I love the fact that you just dropped that. We had our first daughter. She just turned a year in February. So those moments are priceless. I'm not surprised that it filled you with energy, even though there was a lack of sleep behind it.
Yeah, man. Experiences, baby. Like that's what it's all about for me nowadays. I invest my money in experiences.
Yep.
It's not about things, you know? And so Scott, before we get too far down the road here, I got to ask you the question. What are you made of?
I love this question. I love that you ask it with each of your guests. So I am an addict to my missions. That's what I'm made of, right? I think that a lot of people hear the word obsession, addiction, consumed. All of these words have this negative connotation in life. But I believe when you take those words like an arrow and you direct it towards the right things, this is what creates a positive outcome in your life. And I firmly believe down to my core that that is universal and true of anyone. And if I asked you, or if you made the statement, this year I'm going to be obsessed or addicted with X or Y, and you did that just for a year, whatever it might be, right? Maybe it's learning a new language, having fun, starting a company, creating content. You will completely change your life. And I think that is a winning mindset, an incredible attitude to have. And so for me, I just lead a life of obsession, of addiction, of consumption on the things that truly bring me and the rest of the world value. And more specifically, my podcast, my newsletter, the content I create, it's helping those in darkness to really shift their perspective, gain elevation, and to really encourage them to look inward to see the best in themselves and their potential. And so that's what I'm made of.
My guy, I forgot to push the mute button. My guy, listen, we're aligned so much with this. I love it. I was on podcasting, started, 5 years ago? I think, yep. I mentioned this to you already, but like for the listeners, I saw something that worked. Okay. When you find something that works, the best thing is to lean in.
Mm-hmm.
And I started going on 7 to 10 shows a week. My wife was thinking I was crazy. I told her to trust me. Just trust me. Please just trust me. I sat in my dining room, right? Dining room. And I put this big step and repeat backdrop behind me. And it said, C-Rock, what are you made of? It was a different logo than this. This is my original. It's the old school, the throwback logo that I had. And in doing that, my wife was mad. We had to sacrifice the dining room. And when I was having shows, I was telling the kids and my wife, I have a show. And I don't care about, like, the funny thing is nowadays on the show, I don't care about external noises. I really, yeah. It just doesn't bother me. I hope the listeners don't care. But back then when I was first starting, I was so like anal about it. And I drove them nuts with my obsession. But eventually my wife, this is what it turned into. And this is not just about, you know, your health and all this. This is about like a business, right? A mission. Okay. Mm-hmm. I basically got my wife to create this awesome man cave I'm in right now, my studio. And on the other side of this camera, I can see the bay, these awesome buildings, condos, and with ocean right over here. It created that from that obsession, not to mention my brand. So I'm so aligned with you. I love it. I cannot wait to hear what it did for you and what you've been through.
Yeah.
So everybody's got a story, Scott. What's your story?
So I started this podcast, my podcast, back in 2018, October 2018. And there was a lot of intention behind starting this podcast. So reverse back to, or rewind back to 2015. It was just after Christmas, a couple of days after Christmas, and one of my good friends sent me a text and saying, "Hey, Tim's been shot." My best friend. And immediately when I received that text, my mind raced to every negative worst case scenario that you could possibly paint here, reading a text like that. And for the next 5 minutes, which felt like an hour, I was thinking to myself, okay, hold on, walk away, back away from this cliff. You know, he was an avid outdoorsman. Maybe there was an accidental discharge. He got shot in the leg, the arm, something like that. Try not to think worst case. 5 minutes goes by and he texts, "No, Tim has shot himself. He's taken his own life." And I immediately remember just life kind of evaporated around me and feeling just this darkness creep in. And it took me two and a half years through going to therapy and really diving into the situation and understanding what it meant to me, because for a long time, I blamed myself for the situation. I put on that victim mentality hat and said, "Why wasn't I there more? How come I didn't see his pain?" All of these things that were really unproductive for me and others even around me in my network. And what I finally came to realize was this million-dollar question: how can I take something so dark, so negative, and turn it into a beacon of light, wring that towel, and get some sort of value out of it or share it with the rest of the world? And so this epiphany that I came to was that I needed to share what I went through, the lessons, the mindset, all of these shifts that I made with the world. And podcasting was that medium. And it was funny when you were talking about your story. Before I built the studio that I'm in, I was recording underneath my basement stairs with insulation, sharing with spiders and dust, choking on insulation. And then I graduated to my closet and I was like, there's got to be a better way. But I just focused on getting my voice out there, getting that vulnerability out there, getting those lessons out there. And I've made it a mission ever since. I release 2 episodes a week. I've never missed a day since I've done that, through my daughter's birth, the whole nine yards, because, again, I have been obsessed with this mission and remind myself as to why I do this every single week.
Man. All right, so with this story, okay, it brings back a lot for me myself. I've dealt with people that the gun situation where people have been shot accidentally. I've been through friends, family, suicide. And the listeners that are listening now, I'm sure somebody has had some experience with this as well. And it brings back memories and feelings and emotions, right? And what you talked about, that dark, heavy feeling, there's nothing like getting a call or hearing about someone taking their own life. There's a different feeling that comes along with that versus someone that died in even a car accident,
right?
or natural causes, heart attack, right? There's obviously shock from that, but this is different. And I can't put it into words. I tried to put it into words before, and it was what I described it before was like a burning feeling. And the same things like the guilt, the regret, the resentment, all these different things come up. And now I can relate to that, man. And I'm sorry that you had to go through that. But again, I wrote a book called Rocket Fuel Convert Setbacks Become Unstoppable. And I really have studied quantum physics, resonance. I've dived deep into the really tiny, tiny, minute details of life. And I come to realize there's energy in everything.
Yep.
And then we have the decision to make of how we use that energy. And so I love that you took it that way. And so what has come from that? Like, what if with the podcast, with converting that energy, what have you seen come from that?
A lot. The first thing that comes to mind, though, is the endless messages, emails, DMs that I get from people of how my podcast has shifted their life. And I've shared some of these online, and a couple of them, or one of them that comes to mind, is this woman that was a nurse during COVID. She's driving in to work, and being a nurse, she feels that she's about to pass out, and she's driving. She's on the phone with her mom at the same time. And knowing that she's about to pass out, she pulls down this alley, passes out, hits into a building head on, gets brought to the hospital, and does a bunch of therapy. And what she realized is that she was overworked. She was tired. She wasn't focusing on the right thing. She wasn't giving herself any space to just heal and recover. It was like this just constant hamster wheel that she was on. So she ended up listening to my podcast. And she said she completely changed around her life. She has energy again. She has purpose again. She has focus. I've had people message me saying, hey, I was in a dark place too, and I thought about taking my own life. Listen to your podcast for just a few weeks, and I feel like I have a second shot. And I'm like, whew, like those messages, I mean, beyond dollar figures, monetary material, number of downloads, all of that stuff. I always say, if I can just inspire, if I can impact one person's life, that they come home and they're a better father, a better mother, a better person in this world. And that cascades and compounds to their neighbor, right? Then I've really fulfilled that goal and that mission. And of course, it's never ending. And I enjoy the hell out of this journey. Again, my obsession. But those are some of the things that have come out of this. Truly impacting people's life on an authentic, vulnerable, personal level.
Yeah, man. I love it. Congratulations on your success with that, and beyond, obviously, ego, impact, right? Impact. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a buddy of mine that from the outside, you would have never known he was dealing with any problems, monetarily doing well, great business, helping a lot of people. And a month or so ago, I found out that he did the same thing. And I just couldn't believe it at first. I was like, wow, I wouldn't even known.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this saying, and I'm going to keep saying this. Some of you may have heard this already, but I'm going to keep saying this, that it's never as bad as you feel it is from the inside, but it's never as good as it looks from the outside. When you're observing other people, it's just not as good as you think it is. And we see a lot of comparison in Instagram and social media and things, and we see these things, and you just never know. And so compassion and unconditional love is so important. We don't hear enough about this. You know, so what are some challenges that you personally have dealt with from when you're younger even until today?
Mm-hmm. Well, this one's all too common and goes to your point, comparison. I always say, what's the point of comparing your chapter one to someone else's chapter 10? It's not productive. And listen, I'm a huge fan of technology, of social media. Anything can be used for good or bad, right? It's the intention behind it. And for a long time, at least when I was younger, I'm only 33 years old, but when I was younger, level 21, if you will, there was a lot of comparison. You know, why don't I have that? Why are they there? Why do they have that house or this or that relationship? And again, it went back to this victim mentality. And for a majority of my younger years, I had a very fixed mindset. And it's why my podcast, my content, my courses, my newsletter is all around a growth mindset. It's always focusing on the things that we can control, so many of us are consumed and think that we cannot control a majority of life. But that's because they're always looking in that direction. So of course it's going to seem like, oh shit, I have no control over my life. The government this, my family this, my upbringing this, the adversity here. All of these things, to your point earlier about energy, it can be controlled. You got to cast the net and then throw the net or the line exactly where you want to go, and the rest is history. And I think a big portion of at least my breakthrough there was understanding the remarkable odds of just being alive on this planet. And I do a ton of research for each of my episodes. And so the odds of just being alive, being a human being, are 1 in 400 trillion. That number is almost fucking impossible to understand and comprehend. But just to give you perspective, the odds of winning the lottery are 1 in 300 million. So that means the likelihood of us being born equates to winning the lottery 1.33 million times. Okay, when we put that into perspective, it really gives you energy and a reason to live, to be kind, to support other people, to be aware that we have no clue what's going on in someone else's life. A great small example of that is driving into the office and someone cuts you off and they're in a rush, and immediately you react, at least here in New England, Boston, we have some crazy drivers. People flip out. But okay, what if his wife was pregnant? He was rushing her to the hospital. What if their kid got a horrible accident and they're driving to the scene? We have no contacts. And so I think these two things are really important in our ingredient card as we grow and as we progress in life. Context and understanding the odds of us being born are two important things to always be aware of.
We're so aligned, it's not even funny, man. I absolutely agree and love what you're doing, love what you're working on. I love the fact that you had to go through that unfortunate event.
Yeah.
Because I know what you're able to do is you're able to take it and now use it. And, you know, I had another buddy recently that lost his son to, you know, I think it was drugs. We didn't dive deep into it, but overdose. And I lost an uncle recently to a fentanyl. I mean, it's just crazy things that happen like that. But like, from that point, it's our duty and obligation and responsibility to take that and now make it, you know, worth it. I don't want to say worth it, but like create some value out of that. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they can't carry on their legacy. They can't carry on their mission. So now we have the opportunity to do that. And, you know, I told my buddy that lost his son, you know, the other day, I said, listen, I just want you to know, nobody knows what to say to people, right? When they experience that. So, I said, listen, I just want you to know I'm hugging my kids tighter. I'm appreciating every moment with them more. And, I, you know, this takes a risk to say that to someone because, you know, you don't want to be insensitive. But I wanted him to know that his son had purpose beyond what he even knew. And then, you know, I didn't know how he was going to take it, but I took the risk. And then I got a bunch of text messages from him and missed calls because I was doing podcasting and calls. And I finally called him back and got a hold of him. And he said, man, I just want you to know, like, of all the things that people said and a lot of people didn't know what to say. And I just want you to know what you said to me means something. And it really, really means the world to me that my son's, you know, purpose continues. And, you know, it's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. So what are you working on now? Like, well, first of all, let's get back. What kind of business were you in prior doing a podcast, and what are you doing now? Like, what are the things that you've been through, like, business-wise, professionally?
Sure. So the first business I started was actually in college. It was a graphic design business. Had no fucking clue what I was doing. Knew nothing about business. Minored in business. Majored in graphic design. That lasted a couple of years. Moved on. And then I had some odd end things after that. But the second company that we started was actually a fertilizer company in the cannabis space. So understanding actually what the NPK ratio, the nutrient ratio needed by cannabis. And I have spent over a decade in that industry now. And what I really love about it and enjoy about it is the impact that this plant has on other people. I think it has a really bad negative connotation, right? I said that at the beginning with the words consumed, addiction, obsession. But I've seen a lot of people from PTSD to just stress, anxiety, depression, find medical value in this natural plant. And unfortunately, the war on drugs by Nixon for a long time has suppressed a lot of the data and facts that are out there. But there's plenty of scientific evidence as to how amazing this plant can be on the medical side. And I've worked with a lot of PhDs, a lot of doctors on this. And so my second company was basically creating the Netflix or Spotify for cannabis that we just launched a few weeks ago. And it's really to help consumers understand and navigate the complexities of the plant, to understand how it can help them with their anxiety, with their stress, with their depression. And there's a lot of data out there that there's been a decrease in alcohol consumption where it's legal, and even less of overdoses with fentanyl, opioids that you were just talking about earlier too as well. So there's so much value, and I have huge passion in the industry and with this plant. And so I stepped away from that first company and started now this third company, which again is this Netflix or Spotify of cannabis, and it's called hash-hash.com. I don't want to plug it too much, but it really means a lot to me, and I've been very addicted to it, obsessed with it for the last 3 years with my team.
Well, congratulations on that as well. And, you know, I fight with this a lot, man, because I know, you know, from the data and research I've done and collected that there's also this thing with those in power. That there's a thought process here that they've legalized marijuana because of the, and recreational, right? Because it also takes people and takes their ambition away, their motivation away, which I've seen myself personally. And it is also, I heard this when I was younger too, before I was drinking. I didn't drink until after I graduated high school. Mm-hmm. And I always heard, man, it's a gateway drug. It's a gateway drug. And they would preach and preach and preach that. And then I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. So I started, you know, I started experimenting with marijuana recreationally in college and coping, using it to cope too. Mm-hmm. And it did lead me down a dark road. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so there's a fine line there really with marijuana, cannabis, because it did lead me down to the road where I was like, okay, I like this feeling. What can give me a better feeling than this?
Sure.
And then partying and doing all this, and which led me to a dark spot too. And others, sure, friends of mine as well. So How do you tiptoe that fine line in working in that industry?
I love that
because
much.
I do know there is medical benefits. I understand that.
Sure.
But go ahead.
I love this question. Again, this is this passion coming out. So data actually suggests that drinking and tobacco are bigger gateways than cannabis ever will. There is not data to suggest that cannabis is more of a gateway drug. So that's point number one. Point number two, intention is everything in life. So I've been sober for over 2.5 years now. And the reason for that is because addiction is pretty rampant in my family. And so understanding that and knowing that, I was very intentional as to why I was using alcohol. Was it to escape? Was it to be able to speak in front of large groups? Like, what was the reason behind it? And if I was using it as a crutch, then I had to remove it. I only want to rely on myself for anything. So I think it's one important to understand or ask yourself, why am I consuming or using this? And to your point, and I certainly can't speak to your specific instance, I think that would be inappropriate, but anything can be used for escapism. That cellular device that I call a teleportation device, when you're anxious, when you're stressed, what do people do when they're waiting in line, when they're bored, when they want to get out of social situations? They pick up the phone and they escape. It is a drug. It releases dopamine, and people go back and forth for hits constantly. The same thing can be said about caffeine. The same thing can be said about alcohol. Same thing can be said about tobacco. So I think with anything, irrelevant of what the substance is, it's being thoughtful as to why you're consuming that thing. So for me, when I consume cannabis, it is a few times a month, and it is specifically for things like stress or anxiety or pain from working out, things of that nature. It is not leveraged in me personally to maybe get out of a social situation or face a challenge or things like that, right? So I think it's being very thoughtful, intentional as to why you're consuming the product, and being aware that goes for anything, the TV, your cell phone, your computer, social media, the whole nine yards. That's how I think about cannabis and its medical benefits compared to some of these other drugs down to caffeine.
100% agree. 100% agree. And with intention, though, that also goes to the story we tell ourselves.
Right.
Right. We create and cause whatever we want. And so, you know, there's some people that tell themselves a story that alcohol makes them more powerful. Mm. So I really guess it's to each individual. And then yes. we look at the individual, but then we also look at society and the overall big picture. We look at how it affects families and intention and story. So really, shouldn't we be talking more and more and more about intention?
Yes.
And how that gives your attention direction.
Yeah. Yes.
And then that attention, whatever you focus your attention on, is really what we validate and create our world with, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And you know what's funny? You can see prime examples down to a micro aspect here, right? If you're committed to, say, you justify you need to buy something, then all of a sudden you give all these excuses. Man, it's going to make my life so much easier, this and that. You start to justify the reason behind why you need to spend that $1,000 to get that item, that jacket, whatever it might be, right? And I think what's amazing about obsession, addiction, the things that we opened up with, is that you can take those things, close down that dam, and you can actually transfer that into a different piece of your life, right? You can transfer that addiction, that obsession, that justification to the healthier avenues in your life. And when you recognize it, but it takes intention, then that's when you can shift where that energy is going and where that focus is going.
Freaking love it, man. Great stuff. Great stuff, Scott. We're talking to Scott Lynch here on the What Are You Made Of show. So Scott, what are you working on beyond this? Like if you know, the vision from here, like what does that look like if you had everything your way, right? And I'm not trying to skip the journey by any means, but what's the, we always have to have that direction, that intention where we're going to. What is yours going forward?
So I think on a granular level, we have three more courses that we're pushing out around habit mastery, around goal setting, because I think these are all important stones or blocks, like your background there, right, to build these walls or these mountains that we sit on top of. The other aspect is really getting that third business off the ground, #. That's really important to me. We want to really educate consumers on some of these misnomers around cannabis and really understand how they can navigate the complexities of cannabis intentionally, thoughtfully. And then I think third is I really just enjoy what I'm doing, man. I think a lot of us chase this giant ass prize at the end and we justify chasing that because we say, once I get there, then I'm going to be happy. Man, I'm fucking happy right now. My daughter's amazing. She's healthy. My wife's incredible. I wouldn't be able to do the things that I'm doing if it wasn't for her. I get to talk to incredible people. I've interviewed Chris Voss, Natasha Graziano. I mean, you name it, some phenomenal individuals that I've learned a lot from. I just want to keep doing this because it's fun. It's impactful. I'm creating value. And this is my high, man. And I'm giving other people that healthy high too. And I just want more of that every day. That's the honest truth.
Yeah, so do I. Let's go. Let's get more people that stuff, man. And yeah, great people, by the way. Natasha's a friend of mine and Chris Voss. Like, love those guys and great stories and great energy. And they're so committed to their mission, which is very admirable and inspiring. So as we wrap up here, I want to talk about podcasting. And, you know, you've really had some success with the level of your podcast. And besides being a great storyteller, which you are, great speaker, great content, great ideas and intention, which is a big part of the success. What are some other things that are, you know, for people that are out there podcasting or getting ready to start or have been and haven't had this success, what are some tips and tricks that you can share with them that you've seen? Because I wouldn't ask this just to anybody, but you're the type of guy I know that wants to help people and don't, you know, you don't hold things close to the vest. So like, what are some things you use that really had success in getting those millions of downloads?
I love it. So number one and most important, just start. So many people obsess over the right equipment. All of this equipment that I have, that you have, was not the equipment that you started out with. My mic would pick up a mouse, you know, farting in the woods. It was so bad. Don't worry about that. All you need to worry about is the intention and the reason that you're starting it. And the only way that you are going to get better, like reps at the gym, is just to take action. And then you reiterate over time. My podcast was just someone talking behind the mic at the end of the day before I put structure to it and figured out a unique format. Number two, preparation is everything. anything new is going to be intimidating. So the biggest and most important thing, and this goes beyond podcasting, is getting ahead and preparing for the following week. So I know all of my content a month in advance, and I have a backlog of 144 episode ideas. That way, if creativity's not around, if that dam of creativity isn't open, past Scott has already done the work for future Scott, because I understand that I'm a human at the end of the day. I might not have the energy that day, the clarity or the creativity, and I can pull from that bucket of creativity that I've already created. And number three is just be vulnerable and be authentic. There are too many creators out there, I think, that are just preaching or regurgitating shit. And at the end of the day, just talk from your heart. Talk about the things that you've been through, the vulnerability, because I think at the end of the day, if we open up and we're more vulnerable, people understand, oh shit, wow, a lot more of society is going through the same thing. That gives me the space and the platform to actually talk to other people about my struggles. And if we can collectively do those things, I think you can create a phenomenal podcast that can truly create value, and that's unique.
Yeah, I love it. All right. And then so when did you start noticing the up level in your podcast with results and downloads of viewers and all that?
It probably took me a couple years. And I think that's also important to highlight. Like, don't worry about the download numbers. I get caught up on it. You know, we're at like 5.5 million or something at this point. We've gone to 200. I think the highest spot we ever got in the health charts was 20 at one point. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. It really doesn't. Those messages that I talk about, that's what matters. The revenue at the end of the day, yes, I understand it's a business, sure. But if you just go out there and you help people and you thrive off of the messages, then you're just going to continue to create value. And that is really the propulsion system that you need to keep going. So just focus on that.
Let's go, people. Let's go. Just start. He said, just start. Be vulnerable, transparent. Be consistent, do the reps, things you've heard me talk about over and over again. Sometimes you guys have to hear it from a different person. So I want you all to go to Motivated Scott on Instagram. Motivated Scott. Scott, where else do you want to send them?
I would say if you go to my Instagram, it links to my newsletter, it links to my podcast, my website. You'll find everything there.
Awesome. Scott, thanks so much for being here and sharing and being vulnerable and transparent, sharing the stories. Great storyteller, bro. I appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, guys, listen, it's your boy C-Rock here. We're signing off from That One Studio on the What Are You Made Of show here with Scott Lynch. Make sure you subscribe, like, go to my Instagram at Mikey C-Rock. Check out the content we're pushing out. If anything resonates with you, let me know about it. If you need help with anything, let me know about it. We got you. And until next time, be that one.
Music licensing reimagined.